Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is James Hamblin, the pastor. We trust this service today will be a real uplift in your life. This is Sunday, May the 17th, 1987. We trust God's blessings will rest upon each one of you as you continue to live for the Lord. We love you and desire God's best to be yours. This time, Brother Tom will come and introduce our choir number for us.
Well, this is a new one. It's new to me, too. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction, he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials, he multiplieth peace.
Wonderful verse in James 4:6. This is probably where the songwriter got inspired to write this song. It says, "But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble." He's got living grace. He's got saving grace, living grace. And when the time comes, I'm sure of this, he's got dying grace for each one of us. I'd like for you to turn in your Bibles today to the 19th chapter of Luke. Brother Tom is going to be coming to read our scripture for us. Would like to mention these prayer requests this morning. We do want to be lifting up in prayer these that are physically ill that we have listed here in our bulletin. We know God's grace is even sufficient for these people as they go through trying times in their lives. My mom is home now. But she told me yesterday, she said, I'm just waiting on the trumpet. That's how she phrased it. Trust you'll continue to lift her up in prayer as well as each of these others listed here in the bulletin. We know God's grace is certainly able to bless each of them. Let's be praying for our students that are in college. No doubt some of them have already finished a year of college. Some may be having some tests this week. Trust we'll also remember all our boys in service and also those who lost loved ones recently. Be praying also for the unsaved all around us. We live on a mission field. And in fact, we have a sign back there as you leave the back of the church here to go outside. It says, you are now entering the mission field. And we certainly live on a mission field. I believe every church is on a mission field. Let's be a witness for the Lord this week. Brother Tom is going to come to read our scripture for us and lead us in prayer.
Okay, if you turn to Luke the 19th chapter, we will read 1 through 10. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was a chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Our dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, Lord, for this day. We're so thankful, Lord, for what you do for us daily, for most of all, saving our souls. And Lord, today as we meet here, we pray, Lord, that if there's one person, anybody, Lord, that's not saved, that they won't leave here before, Lord, that they've accepted thee and Lord, made everything right with thee. Lord, we pray now that you'll forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings. And Lord, as we go to the service now to worship, we pray that you'll be in our midst, Lord, and touch us. And Lord, help us to receive a blessing and have Brother James, Lord, to just lay on us, Lord, that would make us a better Christian and just make us to realize, Lord, that our duty, not just our jobs, but our duty, Lord, is to go out and to witness and to help bring lost souls to thee. We pray that now that you'll be with us through the remainder of this service, Lord, and just help us to receive a blessing. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's stand on this one and we'll sing first, second, and fourth stanzas.
Sing it, Lord, I know.
this in prayer, Brother Landon.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that we can gather in thy house this morning. We thank you for the freedom that we have to do this, to worship thee. We just pray, dear God, as we've gathered here, that each one has come to praise thy name this morning, Lord, that your name might be uplifted and glorified this morning. We pray, dear God, for each one here, and we pray for Brother James as he speaks to us, that you would speak through him, Lord, that you might give him the words to say, that we might receive a blessing from being in thy house. We just pray, Lord, for this offering, that it would be given freely, Lord, that it might be used, that this church would be the witness in this community that we know you want it to be.
Amen.
We just pray, dear Lord, that you'd be with us now through the remainder of the service. All this we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Tom and Fred are going to come to sing a song for us. Appreciate them.
Mrs. Lane called out here earlier, and she got off on the right track to start with because she called me Tom. And she wanted the gardeners to sing. And I've said before, they're not hardly ever here all together. You just call us the best of the gardeners. And we'll have to rework this a little bit, sing the verse, and somebody else usually does it. But we're going to make a stab at it. Sweet Beulah Land. Sad goodbyes
One of my mom's favorite songs. In fact, Richard Spencer came over to the hospital and sang that for my mom twice, I believe. And certainly there is another place besides this planet where there are people. We're going to never get out of existence. We're going to be somewhere forever. So I'm thankful that we can go someday to Beulah Land, another name for heaven. What a place heaven is going to be. We're certainly happy to have each one of you here today, and I want to give you a special invitation. I didn't ask Kendra and her soon husband to be about this, but you like for me to announce it? They're going to get married this coming Saturday. It's winding down, right? And we do appreciate you all, and you're invited to the wedding here at the church at 2:30 Saturday afternoon. Brother Raymond Haddix is going to be performing the ceremony, and we thank God for Brother Haddix, and trust you'll be here to witness this event, 2:30 this Saturday. This morning we're going to be looking in the book of Luke chapter 19, where Brother Tom read for us a while ago, a message entitled, Seek Ye the Lord. When the Lord laid this message on my heart, I didn't know that the first verse of the Sunday school lesson this morning had the word seek in it twice. We're going to get to Hosea chapter 5 and verse 15. We'll look at that after a while. I want to say this first of all. Today, if you walked into this service without Jesus in your life, the prayer of my heart is that you'll walk out of this church with Jesus in your life. We need Jesus. My prayer is that the Holy Spirit today will encourage you and knock on your heart's door, and you'll invite him in today. Jesus said in Revelation 3, if you have a red letter edition of the Bible, Revelation 3:20 is in red. It says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. The Holy Spirit today is a gentleman. He will not knock the door down and come in uninvited. He wants to be admitted to your life today. We're going to look at a man this morning who almost struck out in life. But his life made a great turnaround because Jesus came into his life, into his heart. I'm glad the Bible says, "Ye are of more value than many sparrows." Jesus today feeds the birds of the air, as we preached on this past Sunday night. "But we are more value than many sparrows. You are made in the image of God." And my friend, you are going to be restless until you find rest in the Lord. Jesus said those wonderful words in Matthew 11, "Come unto me, all ye that are laboring and heavy laden, I will give you rest." Prayer of my heart is that this service this morning will be a time when you will invite Jesus into your life. For if you here as a Christian and the Lord is impressing on your heart for some decision, whatever it is, I would not ask you to follow anyone today except the Holy Spirit as He would deal in your life as a Christian. In Jeremiah chapter 29, the Bible says, "Ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." The word "me" is in that verse three times. Here's another key verse for our message this morning. In Proverbs 8:17, "I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me." Again, that verse has the word "me" in it three times. I've got a statement right here that sums up our message in three parts. A seeking sinner who finds a satisfying Savior will experience today sufficient salvation. And those are the three parts of our message this morning. First of all, a seeking sinner. The Bible says in Isaiah 55:1, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters. And he that hath no money, come, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." It's either come to the Lord here in this life and experience wonderful salvation in the Lord, or one day the words, "Depart from me, I never knew you." You'll have to hear those words. This is an invitation to whosoever will. The sixth verse of Isaiah 55 says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Zacchaeus was a man who was hungry for love. No doubt he was hated by quite a few people because he was a tax collector. Tax collectors in those days were hated. They were Jews who were working for the Roman government. And Jesus here in Luke 19 is on his way to Jerusalem to die. In fact, in this same chapter, we have what's called Palm Sunday in verses 38 and following of Luke 19. It says that Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. He didn't stay very long in this place. He was on his way to the cross. I believe Zacchaeus was dissatisfied with his life. No one will ever come to Jesus until they get dissatisfied with the way they're living. Without Jesus today, your life is empty. It may seem like it's full, but my friend, today without Jesus, your life is empty. It doesn't have any purpose. So Jesus entered and passed through. This was Zacchaeus' last opportunity to trust Jesus, to meet Jesus face to face. It says there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief among the publicans, and he was rich. This fellow had 2.5 strikes on him. He was about ready to swing the last half a strike, and he would have struck out in life. But wait. Look what verse 3 says. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not. There's a sad verse in Matthew chapter 22 and verse 3. Jesus told a parable about a wedding. And the guest list was sent out to all the guests, and it says they would not come. Look what it says about Zacchaeus. He sought to see Jesus and could not. In Matthew 22 it says, they would not come. He had a handicap. My friend, I want to say this from the depths of my heart today. If you want to come to Jesus, you'll not let anything or anyone stand in your way if you want to come to Jesus. Zacchaeus could not. He sought to see Jesus, who he was, because he was a small fellow. He was little of stature. There's much today to cause a sinner to not come to Jesus. Many times people do not come to Jesus because they say, I lose all my friends if I come to the Lord. My friend, the Lord will give you other friends, right? The Lord will give you other friends that would be a lot better than the ones you would lose. Zacchaeus could not come to Jesus because he was a small fellow. But look what he did. It says he ran before and climbed up. I want us to keep in mind that word up. He climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for Jesus was to pass that way. Friends, the Lord is going to pass your way today. If you have never trusted him, if there has never been a time in your life when you've said, Lord, I know I'm lost, I know I'm a sinner, please come into my life. If that has never happened in your life, my friend, what better time than this morning to invite him in? Come to the Lord. Zacchaeus climbed up. Jesus is passing your way today. Invite him in. Zacchaeus went up that tree lost, with no purpose in life, a rich man, chief among the tax collectors, rich. But I tell you, there's hope for Zacchaeus and people like him. Zacchaeus, as I said a while ago, was hungry for love. He needed someone. The Day of Bread said it like this one time. Humans were made to run on love, and they do not function well on anything else. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. First song we sang this morning, Love Lifted Me. My friend, Jesus wants to lift you today from the sinking sin the sinking sand to the solid rock. The satisfying Savior. I want to mention again the two verses I gave a while ago. In Jeremiah, the Lord said, "Ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart." He's the satisfying Savior. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me." Our first verse today in Sunday school was Hosea 5:15. It says, "I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction they shall seek me early." This past week there was a verse in the suggested scripture in the Daily Bread. In Psalms 63 and verse 1, it says this, "O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is." Zacchaeus was a seeking sinner, and he found a satisfying Savior. It says, when Jesus came to the place, he looked up. And I believe this with all my heart today. Jesus knew when Zacchaeus ran before and climbed up that sycamore tree. If we'll furnish the Lord with a sinner, the Lord will furnish that sinner salvation. It says that Jesus looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus. He even knew his name. Jesus had probably never seen this man before in his life, but he knew him. He knows your name too. Look what he says, Zacchaeus. Make haste and come down. Someone say it like this, the ground around the cross is level. Rich men, poor men, all kinds of people have to come the same way to the cross. The songwriter said, at the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight. And now I'm happy all the day. Jesus said to this man, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. In the Christmas story, the shepherds, it says, they made haste. After they heard the news of Jesus' birth, they made haste and came and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. You heard the old saying, haste makes waste. I believe that Zacchaeus must have missed a few limbs on the way down. He was in a hurry to see Jesus. Jesus said, I must abide at thy house. I wonder, does Jesus live in your home? He wants to live in your home, in my home, in our homes, 7 days a week. Sometimes it pays to get in a hurry. And I believe that Zacchaeus got in a hurry. It says, he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. I like John 1:12. It says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power, the right, the authority to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." In Luke 8:40, it says, "They gladly received him, for all the people were waiting for him." There was a storm one time on the Sea of Galilee. In John chapter 6, in one of those verses there, verse 21 says, "Then they willingly received him in the ship." I said a while ago, the Holy Spirit is not going to knock your door down and come in uninvited. He wants to come into your life. There was a lady this week who opened the door of the church and it locked. We need to pray for this lady. She lives here in this community. She said the devil was trying to make her kill herself. My friend, the devil is strong today. But I know this, God is stronger. He wants to come into your life and give you a purpose in living. It says here that Zacchaeus made haste and came down and received him joyfully. He made haste. Verse 7 shows us there, it shows the crowd's reaction. It says, "And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, he was going to be guest with a man that is a sinner." He was a sinner saved by grace. He giveth more grace. When the burdens grow greater, look what verse 8 says. "And Zacchaeus stood." I believe that Zacchaeus must have hit the ground on his knees. Don't you? I believe he did. The Bible doesn't say it, but it says he stood, so he must have been in another position besides standing. He must have hit the ground out of that sycamore tree on his knees. He stood. And he said, "Behold, Lord." Now this was a rich man. The Bible says it's hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. The rich young ruler, you know all about him. He came running to Jesus and said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus gave him some commandments. And he said, "All these I've kept from my youth. What lack I yet? Go and sell what you got and give it away to the poor. And then come and take up your cross and follow me." And the rich young ruler was sad at that saying because he had great possessions. Not so with Zacchaeus. It says, "Lord, I'm going to give half of my goods away." And if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. This was a law in the Old Testament that you were to give back four times what you took. Zacchaeus knew the Old Testament. He stood. I believe that 2 Corinthians 5:17 describes Zacchaeus right here at this point. "If anyone be in Christ, he's a new creature, a new creation. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new." Jesus said to this man, this day is salvation come to this house. For so much as he also is the son of Abraham. And here's one of the reasons that Jesus came to this earth. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. In Luke 15, there were three things that were lost. A sheep, a coin, and a son. In those three parables in Luke 15. And when all three of those were found, there was rejoicing. Rejoicing. I believe when a sinner comes to the Lord, there's rejoicing in heaven. There's rejoicing in the presence of the angels over one sinner that repents, more than over 99 just persons that need no repentance. There's rejoicing. Jesus said, I'm come to seek and to save that which was lost. Grace is everything for nothing. For those who don't deserve anything. Grace is everything. Salvation today is a gift. 1 John 5:12 says, He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. There was a preacher one day preaching on the veil of the temple rent in the midst from top to bottom, and someone in the audience wanted to know how big that hole was that was put in the veil. And the preacher said it was big enough for any sinner to get through. You can come to Jesus today. Hebrews says, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for himself, that is to say, his flesh. Jesus opened the way that we could have eternal life and have it more abundantly. I'd like to encourage you to take Jesus home with you. Don't let another day pass without Jesus being in your life. Brother Tom is going to come to lead us in our invitation hymn today. 217. This song says, just as I am, without one plea. As I said a while ago, if you're here as a Christian and need to, the Lord is impressing on you to make some type of decision, you let us know about it. So that all of us can go on our way rejoicing today. Let's stand as we turn to 217. Just as I am.